SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Вие сте с SBS на български.
Преди няколко дни SBS Radio обяви резултатите от поредното 5-годишно ревю на програмите. Базирано на Сенсус, преброяването на населението в Австралия състояло се миналата година, ревюто анализира размера на езиковите общности и постави изискване от минимум 25 000 души, говорещи определен език, да имат радиопрограми. В резултат на този критерий българската програма с 45-годишна история ще бъде закрита на 30 април тази година. Според Сенсус, българската общност в цяла Австралия наброява само 2800 души. Подобна съдба сполетява и още 5 програми – албанска, румънска, словашка, словенска и финландска. А унгарската, чешката и естонската програми бяха прекратени наскоро. Интересно е, че заедно с закриването на споменатите програми се откриват 4 нови езикови програми на общности с високи социални нужди. На езика Бислама, който се говори във Вануату, езика Малай, който се говори в Малайзия, езика Оромо, който се говори в Етиопия и Кения и езика Тетум, който се говори в Тимор. По този повод потърсих Дейвид Хуа, директор на SBS Radio, за отговор на въпроси, вълнуващи нашите слушатели. Уважаеми слушатели, днес гост на програмата е директора на SBS, който отговаря за Audio and Languages Services. Неговото име е Дейвид Хуа. Поканих Дейвид за специален разговор по повод новините, които засягат бъдещето на българската програма на радио SBS. Здравей, Дейвид!
Здравейте! Thank you, Philly.
Дейвид, after the last year census, SBS went through the process of language services review. As a result, Bulgarian language program, along with 5 other programs, mostly European, are being decommissioned for not meeting the criteria of 25,000 people speaking Bulgarian. This news is causing quite a stir in the Bulgarian community. Listeners are rightfully asking why small communities are treated differently. Isn't that a sort of discrimination? Large communities versus small communities. SBS Charter states we are a media for all Australians.
Look, thank you, Philly, for the question, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to address the audience on this. And there has been a response, and I appreciate that this is a difficult time for many of our audiences, and ceasing services are never easy. It is true that we have gone through a selection process called the Language Services Review, which happens in line with the census every 5 years here at SBS. And the process is designed to help us decide with the public through consultation what our language footprint should be for the next 5 years. We produce content in over 60 languages here at SBS. In Australia, as per the census, there are over 400 languages that are being spoken in households and communities right around Australia. I would love to be able to be in a position where SBS could provide services for all of those language-speaking communities, but that's not practical and not possible. And in the SBS Charter itself, it notes that as far as practicable, to inform, educate and entertain Australians in their preferred languages. So recognising that there is a line in terms of how many languages and what services SBS can actually provide. The selection criteria themselves are publicly available. The large selection criteria is based on 25,000 speakers as qualifying for a service within SBS. And then we also have selection criteria for high needs communities. And these communities, the selection criteria for those are based on recentness of arrival to Australia, proficiency in English, age, and household income. And through those selection criteria, we determine languages that we serve under the high needs criteria. And there are a number of those that we continue to serve, and we've added four to, as part of this language services review. I think that it would be important for audiences to understand that we appreciate that high needs communities are not just large communities. And in fact, some of the high needs communities that we serve at SBS right now, Mongolian and Tibetan being a couple of examples, number in terms of speakers in the very, very low thousands. But they qualify for a service based on those selection criteria that I mentioned earlier.
David, it looks like the Bulgarian community, whose numbers are 2,800 approximately from the last census, it's a small community, it's a low-need community according to the criteria. It's not very recently arrived community either. Is that a coincidence that other Eastern European countries are amongst the decommissioned programs? Is there a political rationale behind this decision?
Oh, look, I can absolutely assure you that there isn't. We go by the census data and we go by the research. And it is a process based on those selection criteria that we have used to address this. There will be different outcomes for different language services review and absolutely not connected to any region or any group in particular. Absolutely not.
Is there a financial consideration in terms of decommissioning the program, saving money?
In terms of SBS's funding envelope, it is not ever increasing. And it is certainly our responsibility to be able to use the resources that SBS actually does have as effectively as possible to serve communities who have got the needs of our services. And this isn't to suggest that the Bulgarian-speaking community does not have needs. Absolutely, they do. And it's a great reflection on the great work that you have done, Billy, over decades, over many, many years, to connect with audiences, to provide information, to provide entertainment, and to provide education, which is as per the charter. But we also have to reflect on the changing nature of the community and where the growing needs of the community might actually be. And these are in new communities such as the Bislama community, the Tetum community, and the Oromo-speaking community, which are some of the new languages that we are commissioning in order to effectively service our charter.
In that case, what the future holds for the Bulgarian community? Is there a way that the Bulgarian community can gain a presence on the Australian media landscape ever again?
There is community radio, as I understand, in terms of a specific Bulgarian service. And in terms of the Bulgarian language itself as well. I mean, the world in which we listen and engage with is very different now to when SBS was originally commissioned in 1975 as well. There will be assets that have been created, or content and podcasts and audio and stories that you have helped produce over the years that will be remaining on our website, sbs.com.au/Bulgarian, for a long time yet, for audiences to be able to enjoy. And of course, it is up to the community as well with regards to how stories can be reflected, not only in the Bulgarian language through schools and through meetings and through media, but also through the culture itself. And SBS will continue to play a role in terms of celebrating the Bulgarian culture, I'm sure, in terms of the other channels and the other platforms that we might have going into the future.
David, as a director of SBS Audio and Language Services, what would be your message to the Bulgarian community, given that they are losing a program that's been on air for 45 years?
Well, I'd say blagodarity, which is thank you for the commitment, for listening, for being such an integral part of SBS's offering over many decades. I hope that we can celebrate the fantastic and deep relationship that we have had. And I'm so proud that SBS has been able to play an important role in the community development, the strength of the community, the success of the community here in Australia. I think that should be acknowledged and celebrated, including the great work that yourself and other producers over the years have done, and all of the contributors to SBS Bulgarian as well. We certainly hope that the community will continue to be vibrant and successful and active. And as an established community that has been successful here in Australia, I hope that there will be contributions that will continue to ensure that that great Australian story is showcased and shared across all new and emerging communities, as well as the general population.
Благодаря, David Hua, for this interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Чухте разговора с Дейвид Хуа, директор на SBS Audio, по повод решението за закриване на българската програма по радио SBS.
Харесайте, споделете, коментирайте. Следете SBS на български във Facebook.